Okay, so you've already had two introductory shiurim about Tikkun HaMidos, and the idea there was to try to sensitize us to different ideas that relate to Tikkun HaMidos in general, and hopefully throughout the time we work on specific midos, we'll go back to some of those general ideas. But again, the idea there was just to give you ideas that are going to help us as we move forward towards other midos. Now, we're going to start with our first midah today, and if I had to ask you to guess which midah we're doing, you probably wouldn't guess it, unless you've learned some svarim that discuss midos, because I looked at two, I'm sure it appears in more, two svarim that discuss midos, and this midah actually came up first in both of those two svarim, which as you'll see, the reason is because this midah is a foundational midah when it comes to working on our midos, and that midah is the midah of MS, truth. And we'll see why. I'm not talking about speaking the truth. Okay, that's not what I'm talking about. That for sure is a midah that we should work on. A person shouldn't lie. A person should tell the truth. That's not what I'm talking about. We'll see what I'm talking about in a second. But there's a sefer Olah HaMidos, there's a sefer Sifsei Chaim HaMidos. Both of them start with this midah. The question is why. So clearly, like I just said, the midah of emes is a foundation. Just like when you build a building, so we have a beautiful building here, Eish HaTorah, but 20 years ago, however many years ago it took to build this building, they had to build a foundation. Without the foundation of the building here in the Old City, this building, with the beautiful building it is, it wouldn't be here. We wouldn't be able to have a beautiful building without the foundation. Do you have you ever seen the foundation of a building? No. Right? The foundation is all the way down there, and you never actually see the foundation, but without a strong foundation, you can't build anything above it. And therefore, this midah of emes is a foundational midah, which means that midos that you're going to work on throughout your life, anger, jealousy, running after kavod, all these things, those are above the foundation. A person needs to first work on this, the foundational midah called emes. Once he's able to conquer this midah of emes, and again, this is not going to happen in 1 week, once a person can conquer this midah of MS, then we can start building all of our other midos based on that. And what is the midah of MS? So I want to take it in three ways.
Most important is what we're going to call self-awareness. What is self-awareness?
Have you thought about self-awareness? Simple. And try to be specific when it comes to working your character traits.
Being aware of pain across others.
Be aware of how you come across others. Okay, good. What about midos that have nothing to do with other people?
Knowing your strengths and weaknesses.
Knowing your strengths and weaknesses when it comes to midos specifically, you're saying. Good. Okay, so what both of you said is for sure correct. And it's the following. This is really difficult. We need to be as honest, and that's where the word MS comes in, truth. Be truthful with ourselves as to where we are holding when it comes to specific character traits. We have something called our ego, okay? This gets in the way of so much growth when it comes to Avodas Hashem. We think we are perfect. Everyone else in the world has issues. We do everything right. And even when we don't do something right, what do? Excuses, rationalize. Yeah, why didn't I get this morning? Oh, last night I went to sleep late, right? But then when you're at Shacharis and someone else walks in late, you're like, come on, can't get up at Shacharis? We do this all of the time. It's so easy to judge other people. We never ever judge ourselves. We always think that we do everything right. It's because of these three letters, because of our ego. If a person can break down their ego, if a person can break that down, the world is open to you in terms of becoming a better person. That's it. And I'm sure you've met people like this, hopefully not ourselves, but to ourselves to an extent. But I'm sure you've met people who have big egos. We all know those people. We all know those people, and it's very difficult to have a relationship with that person. It's very difficult to be around people who have a big ego. They think they're all it. They think again, they don't make mistakes. They're everything. No one wants to be around a person like that. No one wants to be around a person like that. If a person is able to, again, break down their ego and say, you know what, I'm not perfect, I have things to work on, then you can start the work. Then you can start the work. So that is the midah of MS. And when I say self-awareness, what I mean here is to be aware of yourself, to be aware of the different character traits that we have. And like the sheet that I handed out the first time, where are you at? On a scale of 1 to 10, where are you at with that midah? We're going to start Bli Neder next week with the Midah of... Actually, next week is Erev Chanukah. We'll see about next week. The next time we meet is going to be the Midah of Anger, the Midah of Kaas. That's the first Midah we're actually going to work on. But before we do that, the reason why I'm giving this introductory shiur is because, be honest with yourself. Do you struggle with anger? And I'll get at the end, we'll start using our notebooks during the week in terms of the work that we'll all do together. Just got one for myself, so I'm with you guys. What we're going to work on this week, I'll get to this in the end, but it's in terms of being self-aware about our own anger. When does anger come up? In what situations? We'll get to that at the end in terms of an exercise that hopefully we can all do on our own throughout the week. But that's the idea here of the Midah of Emes. Well, I think not head on, but I think one way of doing that is what we're saying here. Meaning, if a person, someone who's egotistical, well, what does that mean when you're egotistical? It means everything you're doing is the right thing. You think you have it all, but a person who has this means that it could be this is one of the ways to work on it. A person has the means of MS and he's self-aware. That means that you sit down for a second. You think, one second. Do I really have it all? Am I really perfect? I've never ever made a mistake. And try to just be honest with yourself. Right? Too many people are just we're involved in so many things. We're distracted with so many things. Have you ever sat down for 15 minutes with yourself just doing nothing? Just thinking about one thing. Have you ever done that? Maybe some of you have. And that, if you have done that, great. So do this. For 15 minutes, just sit down. Okay, let me just be aware. And again, here, the easy thing is focus on one Midah. Focus on one character trait. The Midah of anger. How high would that Midah? Because some of those egotistical will say, well, you know why I got angry? Because X, Y, and Z. There's a reason why I screamed at my wife. There's a reason why I hit my kid. He'll give an excuse, so he'll rationalize. But a person who can sit down with this Midah of MS and be honest with himself and say, hey, you know what? Actually, I made a mistake. Right, the hardest words in marriage to say, and I can attest to this, is either I'm sorry, right? Because when you say you're sorry, what does that mean? You mean you did something wrong, right? I made a mistake. Or to say, right, those words, I made a mistake. You're right, I'm wrong. You know the feeling that I've made many, many mistakes in marriage? You know the feeling you have when you can look your wife in the eyes and say, I made a mistake? It's before you say it, you don't want to say it, because you know that when you say it, it means that you're knocking yourself down a little bit. But after you say it, you feel so good. Because now you said, I'm not perfect. I make mistakes. I'm like every other human on the face of the earth. I'm a normal person. I made a mistake. And you feel good about it. That to me even is a way to work on it. Like I feel that I've lowered myself. Right? I guess you could speak to our Eid about like bittul. Right? That's the idea of bittul. Like lowering ourselves, that's before Hashem. Right? Hashem's everything. Hashem's the eino mevada. Hashem's everything. We're mevatal ourselves. We're not everything. Hashem is everything. We're not everything. We don't have it all. So I think one way to work on anger would be this. Be self-aware. Think about a specific character trait. Here we're going to focus on anger the next couple of times. And when a person gets angry, do you jump to make an excuse? Do you jump to rationalize or say, you know what? That was foolish of me. Yeah, I shouldn't have said that to my roommate. I shouldn't have said that to my mom. And that starts, okay, you know what? I'm not everything. I don't have it all. And especially in this generation, it could even be a generational thing where we place the blame on other people like all the time. This happens in court all the time. Who was just saying this? All right, Cooper Smith this morning was giving the philosophy shirt to, right? You go to shirt, so I was sitting in. Are you there, Sam? And he was saying, right, remember at the end he spoke about the, I think it's for everyone else. Right, that guy, there was a guy who would see the brain scans of serial killers. Yeah, he told it to you guys? And whatever. And basically, it's as if some of these people maybe were predisposed, is that word?
Predestined.
Yeah, predisposed to being serial killers. It's not their fault. And you come up in court, like, how's it their fault? Or any time nowadays you have a court case, right? It's not their fault. They grew up in this type of home, and it's always easy in this generation to blame other people, right? Nobody in this generation wants to take responsibility for their own actions and then stand up and say, I was wrong. Right? You ever seen any person who's accused of doing something wrong? Right? Abuse or anything like that. How many of those people actually get up and say, or everything heard the abuse, I was wrong. You're right. You know how many news stories about people who, you know, me, I'm kidding me, they deny all the charges, and then the day, a couple years later, it's found that they found that they're guilty. What would have happened if after the first accusation they would have stood up in the corridor, you know, stood up on TV and said, you know, I'm wrong. I was wrong. Everything would have been dropped. Okay, get punished, whatever it is, but nobody can take responsibility. And that's this. That's being self-aware. That's being honest with ourselves. I made a mistake. I have done something wrong. So that's the first part of MS, of this meat of MS. And again, the reason why this is a foundation, the reason why it's a yesod, is because if you're going to work on any character trait, if you're not honest with yourself, then what are you working on? I'm perfect in anger. I'm perfect in jealousy. I never get jealous. I never run after honor. But one second, if a person's honest with themselves, they say, you know, no. Here's actually where I succeed. I've succeeded in these areas, but here's where I failed. And that, after that, then a person can start working. Yeah.
Don't you very slow because they have to anger.
Well, so you're very?
Slow to anger.
You don't get angry so quickly.
Or, like, it takes a lot for you to get angry.
Okay.
And even when you get angry and do something, you realize that she did it, it's bad.
Yeah.
Like, you know you make a mistake. Mm-hmm. No one here, she went like this perfect.
Yeah.
So, how does that work out here in our lives?
No, so first of all, a person who can recognize the fact that he has issues with anger, that's great. That's the first step. What we will discuss, Bezrat Hashem, is how do we work on our anger. But before you work on the character, you have to be honest with yourself. And I said this the first time or the second time. How many 50-year-old men are sitting down and saying to themselves, hey, you know what, I really struggle with anger. No one. What is everyone saying? This is how I was born. This is the way I am. I'm never going to change. And my family have to get used to it. My children have to get used to it. And that's just the way I am. Just like I get angry, the next husband gets angry, you know, next door. That's where people are. But we want more than that in life, I hope. We want shlemos. We want perfection. We want to be like Berkowitz. Just take a look at Berkowitz. You see something different there. You see a person who's worked on himself. We want that. We want to be like that. We want shlemos. We want perfection. It takes a long time. It's going to take a lot of years, but we want that. But the only way we can get there is by being honest with ourselves. Where am I holding? What level am I on? And just as an aside, that's not only with, here we're focusing on character traits. That obviously has to do with all areas of Avodas Hashem. When it comes to tefillah, let's say. A person can make every excuse in the book why he doesn't connect with tefillah. I don't understand the words, it's too long, it's boring, I don't see Hashem. So you can have people make excuses and they never daven. Or you can have someone who says, you know what, I struggle with davening, now let me try to figure it out. Let me learn the words, let me speak to a Rebbe to explain to you why we daven. Any area of Avodas Hashem, the first step before a person needs to can work on it is to admit that I'm not there yet. Same thing with learning Gemara, maybe a person doesn't connect with that. So a person can just shut down and say, it's not for me, I'm not, or no. I see that there's something here with Gemara, I see a lot of people are doing it, there must be something special here. Let me try to figure out, what's this about? Let me speak to a Rebbe, let me try to, but if a person's not honest with himself, right, and he's not self-aware that he struggles here, so, that's number one. Okay, number two, and that is consistency. Okay? And this again is going to help us with all of our midos. Okay? MS is going to mean consistency. Now, why do I say that? So first of all, sort of the following medrash. This is a medrash on Parshas Vayigash. This week is Parshas Vayishev. We're then going to have Miketz, and then Vayigash. So in 2-3 weeks. If you've never heard this Dvar Torah before, you got to hear it. It's a great Dvar Torah on its own, but it relates exactly to what we're talking about in terms of consistency. At the end of the whole story, the end of the whole saga with Yosef and his brothers, so the brothers come down to Egypt, and at first they don't know it's Yosef. Yosef obviously knows it's his brothers. At the end of the day, Yosef can't take it anymore, and he admits to his brothers that he is Yosef. And what does the Pasuk say? The Pasuk says, then what's the Pasuk say? Ani Yosef.
I've already.
Okay. I just tried that one. Ani Yosef. Ani Yosef. Okay. Ha'or Avi Chai. Okay? That's Yosef's first statement to his brothers telling him that he is Yosef. Ani Yosef, Oda Bichai. And the Medrash says something very peculiar on this pasuk. I'll read you the Medrash. The Medrash says like this. Amar Rav Abba Cohen Bardla. That's the rabbi's name. And listen to what he says. Based on this pasuk, right? I am Yosef. Is my father still alive? Doesn't sound like a crazy pasuk. Listen to what he says. Oy lanu miyom hadin. Woe is to us from the day of judgment. Oy lanu miyom hatochecha. Woe is to us on the day of also judgment. We're going to get better word for tochecha review. We're going to get a review. Thank you. Day of review. What's going on? Listen to this. Yosef katanam shal shvatim. Yosef was one of the youngest shvatim. Aside from the younger. Anyone here know? After Yosef says these words, what do the brothers do? They're bewildered. They don't know what to say. They have no response. Like, huh?
Ismail.
Yeah, exactly. They're like, what?
They're in shock.
They don't say anything. Right? They can't respond. Like, this is Yosef, the brother that we sold down to Mitzrayim to kill him. And now he's the leader, and we're begging for food. This is Yosef. If the brothers couldn't withstand that rebuke of Yosef saying, Ani Yosef Eod Avichai, the Kishiyavo Kadosh Baruch Hu, when Hashem eventually comes, V'yokhiach l'cho achad l'fi ma'ashehu, that Hashem, at the end of days, you go up to Shemayim after 120, Hashem is going to rebuke each and every one of us where we are. Keep those words in mind. Where we are, al achas kama v'kama. Basically, what the manager is saying is if the brothers weren't able to withstand this rebuke from Yosef, and all the more so, obviously, we get to Shemayim, we won't be able to withstand any rebuke from Hashem. What in the world does that mean? This was rebuke? Where do you see rebuke? Is this a statement? It's a statement and a question. I am Yosef, is my father still alive? Where is the rebuke? So listen to this shot. This is offered by the Beis Halevi. It says like this. He says, brothers, this is what Yosef is saying to his brothers. Ha'od Avichai, is my father still alive? Now the answer is going to be yes. Yaakov is still alive. They say, one second. This whole time, if we know the story a little bit, what were they so concerned about when they couldn't? They didn't want to bring down Binyamin. Why didn't they want to bring down Binyamin? Because what would happen? Binyamin also gets taken and he gets killed, whatever. What's going to happen to Yaakov? Yaakov is going to go crazy. He lost Yosef. Now he's losing Binyamin. The entire time, their focus was, we don't want to hurt our father. We can't hurt our father Yaakov. Says Yosef, really? Couldn't your father Yaakov?
What about
him
again?
What?
Well, couldn't they hurt him again?
What do you mean, could they hurt him again?
Because prior it says that only, I think Reuben was the only one who didn't want to have anything bad because he
yeah.
seek him out.
Yeah.
But everyone else wanted him gone.
That's Yosef. Now we're talking about Binyamin, the younger brother. Yes, Binyamin. So say, let's guys, listen to this. Says Yosef to his brothers, really, you care about your father? You care about your father? Binyamin, what about with me? You didn't seem to care about your father with me. You know I was Yaakov's favorite child, and yet you didn't care to throw me into a pit. Says Yosef to his brothers, you guys are hypocritical. Don't come down crying to me and crying, saying we can't give Binyamin to you because we care about our father. No, you don't. Because you didn't care about your father when it came to me. You guys are hypocrites. That was the rebuke that Yosef was giving here. Is my father still alive? Implying, really, all you care about is our father? You didn't care about your father when it came to me. Says the Medrash, just like the brothers couldn't, and they were standing there bewildered. They're like, you're right, we are hypocritical. We didn't care about our father when it came to you. We do care about our father now when it comes to Binyamin, but you're right, we're hypocritical. Says the Medrash, the same thing's going to happen when we go to Shemayim. What's going to happen? We're going to Shemayim, and Hashem's going to say, so I see here on your ledger that you didn't give much stock on your whole life. So you gave $100 your whole life to stock, and you didn't give so much stock on. I says, yeah, whatever. And you don't have so much money, really? But so you spend, $70,000 on this car, you spend $2,000 on this flat screen TV. Hashem's going to show a person within their own actions that they are hypocritical. When it comes to Avodas Hashem, a person is very lazy. Hashem says, I see on your ledger here that you really never woke up on time for davening. Yeah, I'm like, it's hard for me to wake up in the morning. Really? What about that Sunday? And that Thursday, when you had a big business deal, and you had to get a flight really early in the morning to fly out to us, you jumped out of bed. And that's going to be the greatest rebuke a person can get, to show that your own actions are hypocritical. The second facet of MS is consistency. is being consistent with our actions. How does it apply to character traits? It applies in a number of ways, but just one specific. And we kind of mentioned this before, and that is, a person may say, I'm really great, let's say, on that sheet. I give myself a 10 for anger. 10 for anger. You'll see, I never get angry. Really? What about when you speak with your sister? You speak with your parents? Yeah, but you know what? The reason I get angry there is because they're really bothering me. To be mashin, to complete, to perfect his middos, you have to be consistent across the board. Anger is not just when it comes to your roommate. Maybe you're really great with your roommate. But when it comes to your parents or it comes to your siblings, you're really not great. A person needs consistency when it comes to his character traits. A person can't say, oh, in one area I'm really great with, let's say, simcha. That's going to be that we're going to talk about. I'm really happy when life's going well. But when life stinks, then I'm unhappy. That's not the midah emes. That's not consistency. When a person works on his midos, you have to focus on the consistency of that midah. The midah that is going to stick with you, whether things are going well, things aren't going well, whether you're with that group of people or that group of people, consistency. That is part of the midah of emes. That's something that's going to pertain to every single midah that we do. Consistency. And that's 2 more minutes. Another form of consistency. 2 minutes. I'll show you one other point on this, then we'll go to the third one, then we'll close. We say this every single day. Ba'olam, Yehei, Adam, Yirei Shamayim, V'Seter Uvagaloi. A person should always be someone who fears heaven, both V'Seter, both in hiding, in private, and in Bagaloi, and in public. That's idea of consistency. If a person does things behind closed doors, they doesn't do it in public, you're not a consistent individual. Right? The fact that nobody's watching, and nobody's watching, Hashem's always watching. And the fact that a person will do certain things when nobody's looking, yet he won't do that, I'm embarrassed in public. But guess what? When you're in private, Hashem's looking also. And that's how we start our day out with this. Olam Yehei Adam Yirei Shamayim. A person has to fear heaven, both in public. So in public, I never speak a certain way. When I'm in private, I'm with my friends, I talk a certain way. That's not consistency. That's not the midah of emes. A person has to be through and through consistent. And that's going to apply with every single midah, to be consistent. The final point, and we'll close with this, is, and again, I said before, when we talk about emes, we're not necessarily talking about speaking the truth, but I want to maybe give you some advice or a suggestion that when it comes to speech, something that can help us with the first two, and that is, we'll call him Midvar Sheker Tirchak. Sheker Tirchak. Okay? Now this literally means, right, you should stay far away from Sheker, from lying. Generally, when we talk about that, we'll talk about speaking the truth. But listen to this. There is one of the Rebbeim in YU is Rav Herschel Schachter. He's considered like the big gadol. He's a huge gadol. And he knows everything. Anything on the sun, Gemara, Halacha, Medrash, anything you ask him, he knows. And yet, the three words that come out of his mouth, I wouldn't say so often, but often enough that it gets you to think for a second, are the words,
I don't know.
Okay? Can you think one second? Rav Herschel Schachter is literally a god. He knows everything. If he says, I don't know, does it really mean I don't know? Someone like him, on his stature, on his level, there are certain questions he may get.
Also Rashi.
Very good. Before that, I would put Rashi, right? Exactly. Very good. Rashi himself, I think even just last week's parsha.
Yeah.
He says
twice.
Right? Twice last week's parsha. Very good. Yushan Mikra, very good, right? So I don't know. Now, you know what's crazy? Rashi wrote Rashi. Yeah? Rashi decided to write his parsha. You know he could have left that out.
No, I didn't get that.
Right? Rashi didn't have to write, I don't know. He could have just left the pasuk out. He just didn't comment there. Why do you write, I don't know? So there are all like sparring that discuss, like, each Rashi where he says, I don't know. But it's interesting. I think, thank you for bringing that in, because I think it's the same point. The more we say, I don't know, that's helping with lowering our ego. You know what? Even our Herschel Schachter, sometimes we'll say, I don't know. I don't know the answer. Ask another Rav. Ask somebody else. Rashi says, you know, go to the Ramban. Go to the Rashban. Right? Go to another parish. Maybe they can help you out. This is a way to work on it. I don't know. When someone asks you a question, whether it's in the morning at your Chavrusa and Gemara Shir, or it's a friend asking you whatever it is, something about politics, what do we usually say? And you don't know the answer. Maybe you say, like, I'm not sure. You know what I'm not sure means? What you want to say is like, I know a little bit. I'm just not 100% sure. If you don't know, say I don't know. You know what I don't know means? I don't know. I never learned that. I never. It's hard. It's hard. You know, it's hard to say that because it means there's something I don't know. I'm not perfect. But these are three words. I'm telling you, try it out. Try it out. The next time someone asks you a question and you don't know the answer, don't fudge around and say, either a bad answer. Right? As a Rebbe, this is, I should give myself more sir, because, oh, look at me, I'm a big Rebbe, I'm standing here, I know more than you. Someone asks a question to me in Shir, and I actually don't know the answer. So I have two options. Either I can make up an answer, well, I think Rashi says this, or a good Rebbe says, you know, I really don't know, and I'd love to look up the answer later. That's a sign of a good Rebbe, because I just don't know. I've learned, but there's something I didn't get to yet. And that shows, you know what, I'm not Rebbe. And that's part of the meaning of MS. That's part of the meaning of MS. Again, the pasuk midvar shatter tochan is generally used to speak to say not to lie. But part of quote unquote lying is saying, I'm not sure, or really you don't know. So again, this is a way, I think, to work on this midah. I don't know. Being honest. I'm honest. I don't really answer. Okay? These are the three things I think to think about. Now, homework for the week, we'll really finish with this, is the following. I really want to work on this idea of being self-aware. Okay, so the next 7 days, Lena, I'll do it myself also. In terms of anger. Now, anger is something that we can express, anger is something that we can keep inside. When something doesn't go right, we get frustrated, we get angry. Mark it down. Okay? I would say mark down three things. Mark down the date, so you remember when it happened. Write down what your feeling was. Once again, was it something that you expressed? You said to someone, I'm really angry. Was it something that you kept inside? And most importantly also, what brought about that anger? Was it just like situational? Was it something that someone said to you? Was it, again, it could be maybe everyone here is perfect and you'll have nothing next week. But maybe even once over the week, if something happens, keep the notepad and write that down. More important to me than actually figuring out, okay, let's see, in this situation, let's see what we can do better next time, is just the fact that you're going to take out a notepad, take out a pen, and write down something when you get angry, that's self-awareness right there. Right now, I'm constantly being self-aware. I'm consciously being self-aware. I know I just got angry. I shouldn't have. I'm writing it down. That exercise itself is so helpful. Because it gets us into the mode of saying, you know what? I'm starting to work on myself. I'm aware. I messed up. And then the fact actually of writing something down, like, yeah, I'm writing my mistakes. I'm writing my mistakes down. That's so helpful. You're just saying, you know what? I'm not perfect. And I'm going to work. Okay? So let's try to all do that together. We'll meet. I'll let you know about next Sunday. It's Erev Hanukkah, so I might probably be early. But we'll meet up the next time. Okay, guys? Shkroch.